The Queensland Education Minister says counselling services will be offered to staff, children and parents who are struggling following a horrifying incident at a Perigean Springs childcare centre on Monday evening. Staff locked themselves and six young children in a room and called police after a 28-year-old man began smashing the front door to gain entry. It's understood the man was already known to police and had no connection to the centre. He was tasered before he produced a sharp implement and self-harmed. He died at the scene. Everyone in the centre were guided out through a back area to avoid the confronting scene. The man's mental health-related death is now under investigation by the Ethical Standards Command on behalf of the coroner. If you or anyone you know needs help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. More than $100 million will be spent building a new power substation at Bells Creek, with construction just getting underway. Member for Caloundra, Kendall Morton, says the 132,000-volt SunSouth Power Project will deliver a robust and reliable long-term energy solution to support the rapidly growing area.
For such a large area that we've just watched appearing and growing and growing and growing, you know, it's not just water and roads in terms of infrastructure that a new community needs, it's also electricity supply. And this substation will take the pressure off the existing Caloundra substation, ensuring that electricity and power supply can be diverted in weather events, keeping our lights on around our community.
A 42-year-old Pacific Paradise man has died in hospital from injuries he sustained in a head-on crash on the Sunshine Motorway at Markula 2 weeks ago. A 22-year-old Victorian man, who is the driver and sole occupant of the second vehicle, wasn't seriously hurt. Anyone with information or relevant dash cam vision are urged to contact police. Also making news, a community forum will be held in Caloundra tonight, where locals will have a chance to ask questions about council's proposed new planning scheme, which will guide building heights, zoning, and determine where construction, green spaces, and future community facilities will go. The forum will be led by an independent facilitator. Tonight's forum is from 5:30 at the Events Centre. And talks in Canberra have rolled into a second day as the government's economic roundtable shifts to productivity. AI, housing, and reform are front and centre, with business leaders ramping up the pressure.